CKUT Radio. Radio. Sound waves in the air.
CKUT.
Montreal, Canada.
CKUT. It's time to take sampling to a whole new level. Pleasant good afternoon to you, Montreal. Welcome to West Indian Rivers. My name is Howard Carr. And the co-host of the show,
Sim Sanka.
And along with the rest of the crew,
DJ Nicholas.
Special guest DJ. With the news,
Brian Amplify.
Welcome to West Indian Rhythms. On CKUT 90.3 FM, People's Station.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Why my blood, brother, why? Why did you have to kill me the way you did? I'm wondering if that's what Tabby was saying to this young man as he put the gun to his head and pulled that trigger. I must tell you folks, I just can't grasp what happened there. 12 minutes after the hour of 4 o'clock in the city of beautiful Montreal, although some of us within our hearts not feeling as beautiful as we'd like to, with all the sunshine out there. And it's one of those days that your wish would just take its time and disappear. Because, last Tuesday, my friend, you know him too, I'll tell you, he's in Jamaica. He's down there doing some business. DJ Butcher T, he called me. He says, "Stretch, I have some bad news for you." I said, "Man, I hope you didn't get yourself in problems down there because it's not easy." He said, No. "But somebody killed your friend Tabby last night." And I'm saying, "Oh, you mean Tabby who?" He says, "Tabby from the Mighty Diamonds." Believe you me, folks, you could have knocked me over with a feather. I say, What? Help me explain, understand what happened. He said, "Well, they were by his place. They have this place where they all gather around, and they were just having fun. And this guy just walked up to him and unloaded a pistol while his friends were unloading pistols on other people who were there. So two of them died on the spot. One is still in the hospital. And I'm trying to digest this thing. The Mighty Diamonds, Fitzroy, Bunny Diamond, also passed away this Friday. But, you know, he was sick for a while. And that's not it's surprising and not surprising. Because just two of them within that group just went like that. You know, Tabby, he had no chance. Because these guys walked up to him. He was there. Somebody was videotaping him. He was dancing, just enjoying life. And these guys just walked up to him and shot him 4 times in the face. You know. I don't, you know, folks, I'm a Jamaican, and I love that country very much. But I don't understand what is happening there. I would love to understand what is happening there. These people have no mercy, as the Diamonds would sing. They just go out and execute people. And, you know, if you knew Tabby, you would understand why it's so upsetting to me. Had the pleasure of meeting him many moons ago while we were in a band called the Viscounts and we were doing street dances. Street dances, they build this big stage. The politics at the time was the National People's National Party. And they'd hire bands, and it was good money. We weren't complaining. And these guys would come up, Ken Booth, anybody who was passing through the crowd would come up and sing. But these guys were hired by the constituency to sing because it was in their area where they grew up. And he and I was talking after, and, you know, he's saying, "Oh, the band sound good, even though I'm a countryman," and thing, because we were from Maypen. And I'm not telling you we were buddies, but we talked over the years. And I brought them here to Montreal. And at 6 o'clock, we're going to play. Thanks to Louise and the staff at CKUT. They dug it up. I wonder what else they have there about me, boy. Believe you me. They dug up the interview. So I'm going to. It was a jokeified, fun type of interview. Nothing too strenuous because we were friends. You know, I didn't want to know what was his latest record because they had like 47 albums. Not at the time. They had maybe 30. No, they had 40, 47. And this guy just lost his life like that. Now, I was watching the police chief down there, the police superintendent. And he was saying it could be a revenge killing. He's speculating, but this is the only way he could see it. Because Tabby's son is in jail for murder of somebody. He didn't say the name or anything. So it could be a revenge killing. Because I just don't understand. Tabby is not the kind of person he would come in a crowd of people and you would not know it because he doesn't talk much. If you don't talk to him and he's always smiling, folks. So I'll be talking about him all through the shows, but at 6 o'clock, we'll have this interview that we'll play that we did. And it's the same two that have left this earth that was in the studios, all right? Why? You know, it's hard for me to even concentrate. The only one that's left back is Judge Lloyd Ferguson. But Donald Tabby Shaw and Fitzroy Bunny Simpson, they're all gone. The two of them within a week. One went Tuesday, no choice of his own, and the other one went on Friday. He's been suffering with diabetes for many years, but they never said anything to anybody, just the close people, and I guess they didn't want to broadcast it. But the other two traveled all over the world, still doing their show as the Diamonds. I can't deal with this. It's tough. The second one of the Mighty Diamonds to pass away in 4 days. He died this morning in the hospital. He had been sick for a while, said Frankie Campbell, chairman of the Jamaica Association of Vintage Artists. To lose Tabby and Bunny so close together is a hard thing to deal with, Campbell said. It's devastating to lose Fitzroy Bunny Simpson, another member of the Mighty Diamonds, same week as the leader of the group, Donald Tabby Shaw. Tabby had this kind of voice that was, if he wasn't singing reggae and you'd hear him hitting up a Curtis Mayfield, the impressions. That's the kind of voice he had. He could play around with these type of songs and, you know. Ah, boy. I'm telling you. Simpson suffered a minor stroke on October the 26th, 2015, while driving in Kingston. He had reportedly been battling diabetes for several years. Oh, boy. The sole surviving member of the group, Judge. Tabby was one of the greatest soul singers. We toured the world together. He will be greatly missed. The Mighty Diamonds had a strong Rastafarian influence. The group was formed in 1969 That was the year when I left Jamaica. Winter time, and I met him in the summer. And remained together until 2012. Today, as of today, Tabby, Bunny, and Judge have released over 40 albums in their long career. These guys were totally big in Europe, you know. When I talk to any radio guy in Europe or paper guy, I had a good friend there, Mr. Gary Steckles. He was the entertainment editor at the Gazette. He's passed now. And he used to tell us, man, you have no idea how big these guys are in Europe. A lot of reggae artists now, once they hit the European circuit, they don't really want to come to North America because the money's not there and it's a lot of hassle. So they'd rather stay over there in Europe and make a circuit. You know. Boy, the Mighty Diamonds has received several local and international honors. The group was bestowed the Order of Distinction in the office, in the officer class in 2021 on Jamaica's 59th anniversary of independence. So that's it, my friend Tabby. Tabby and Judge, he was saying to me last year, or was it this year, I'd call him to see if I could have set up a interview on the Zoom. By the way, we're not using the Zoom today because who want to see Stretch's ugly face anyway? So I'm here by my lonesome, and I'll take you through to 7 o'clock. All right? And he was saying he and Judge will tour. The two of them sing together, and with the nowadays system they have for microphones, they can put in an extra harmony on it, so it will sound like the three of them. When you listen to the interview this afternoon, you'll hear what I'm talking about, all right? We had plans to tour Europe, the Caribbean, and Africa. We were doing our 47th album. Not to be. The Mighty Diamonds. Ah. 24 minutes past the hour. Also, at 5 o'clock, we're going to pay a little tribute to an artist in Trinidad who was not recognized. He didn't feel that he was recognized in Trinidad. His name is Blacks. I had the pleasure of meeting him when he sang with, what's his name, the Rasta guy? Can't remember. I'll tell you his name as I go along. So many things happening. So many things happening. So it's 25 minutes past the hour. And I will play some commercials. I know, Louise, I'm not going to say it because I heard it's bothering you what I said. No, I'm only kidding. I'm mentally weak. All right, so we're going to play some commercials. What? You're not playing? You don't like to play?
BTW and live theater is back. Black Theater Workshop and La Manufacture present Pipeline. We are back after 2 years with a dual language presentation of the off-Broadway hit Pipeline by Dominique Morisseau, translation by Mishka Lavigne. Pipeline shares the story of Nia, a single mother and teacher dedicated to the success of her students and her teenage son Omari. Tensions are mounting at his school, and Nia must find a way to rediscover her connection with her son and his connection with himself. Pipeline will be presented at Théâtre La Licorne from April 12th to 23rd in English and April 26th to May 8th in French. For tickets, call 514-523-2246 or visit théâtrelalicorne.com. This is a Black Theater Workshop production and a CKUT co-presentation.
being vaccinated against COVID-19 doesn't protect you from this. Or this.
Mom, what's for dinner?
Not this. This.
And it's looking like rain, rain, and more rain for this weekend.
This. Or even this.
Your call is important to us. Please hold.
But being vaccinated does protect you from the virus. Vaccination is still your best form of protection. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
27 minutes after the hour of 4 p.m., welcome to West Indian Rhythms and CKUT 90.3 FM and WFFR all the way in beautiful Washington, D.C., who has been with us for a while now. I went to get myself two patties at Mr. Patty. Delicious. I haven't had patties in a while, and I'm telling you, Mr. Patty, he hit the nail right on the head, or the nail right in my stomach. It was delicious. Anyway, I picked up my community contact because it looked like if I don't go the way, I can't get my contact. And I see some information here. You should check it out because it's new to me. I didn't know we had a black judge here in the city of in the province of Quebec. The only male on the bench at the Court of Quebec, Judge Daniel Dottelius. He's about to retire. I never knew that we had a black judge. He's been there 20 odd years. Wow. Retired Judge Dottelius is still troubled by lack of diversity. It will always be in Quebec. They don't do too well with immigrants, especially if they don't speak the Francais, you know what I mean? I'm reading here, Judge Corrine Sparks, Canada, first black female judge. Wow. Oh, she's in Nova Scotia. Pick up the contact. It's interesting. Let's get physical. Charming young lady, Marlene Roach, is telling you to get physical. It's exercise, man. Get out there. Novel Thomas, as usual, doing a very good job at what she does. I was reading this article, Shaped by an Old Friendship and a Commitment to Assist Others. Rosie Awori. She was a good friend of the now Vice President of America. And she's not selling that story. She has it down. She has a picture of she and the president when they maybe 16, 18, 20 here in Montreal, because she lived in Montreal for a while, you know. Sign of the times. Black Theater goes live with Pipeline. We're going to get somebody from the Black Theater to come and chit-chat with us. Montreal Steppers presents The Route to Canada. Route a route. I need to see that. I used to like to watch them. They had a bunch of kids on Park Avenue where my sister lived in New York. Watching them doing the stepping and whatever you call it, the twirling of the rope, hop, skip, and jump. Ooh. Milton Jr. Primus is writing an article about a loser called Jacquier. I would not waste my time talking about this guy. He's a troubled person, needs help. Blacks, we will be talking about him later on. This guy is good. I always listen to him when I can on the CBC. It's a funk thing. It isn't defined. It's felt. You should read this article. He gets into the details. Duke Eatman. Very good writer. very good at what he does. And so forth and so forth. I see Slim. Slim Williams leads a star-studded cast of musicians. Celebrate with QBBE, 50 years of service. I'll see if I can read it and come back and tell you. But go get yourself a contact. And you can read some of these nice articles. Racism, even in the midst of crisis. Yvonne Sam, good writer too. Remembering Dr. Rupinder Singh, Mr. Canada. He was the one with the carnival. He was a cardiologist, as a matter of fact, from the island of Trinidad. Dr. Alwyn Spence, plenty room at the top. So we're going to move along the show, so take up your contact, all right? It's now 4:33 in the p.m. And, I think Ramadan started the first at sundown, and it will go on until May. So I just want to, I know I do have some Muslim listeners and all that, so I just want to play something for them because they have their own program here on the station. Let me take it back from the top, all right? Ramadan. To all my people, my brothers and sisters who supports this station with your kind donations. Ramadan. Much love to you all.
You lift me up high. You spread my wings and fly me to the sky. I feel so alive. It's like my soul thrives in your light. But how I wish you'd be here with me all year around. Ramadan, 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 ya Habib. Ramadan, Ramadan, laytaka. So much peace fills up the air. Ramadan, month of the Quran. I feel it inside me, strengthening my iman. But how I wish you'd be here with me all year around. Ramadan. Oh, Ramadan.
Thanks. Thanks for asking how I'm doing. I had a text here. I'm doing all right. But, you know, I like to make music talk for me. And on behalf of you and myself, I will play this song. And it's hope you'll enjoy it. And then at 5 o'clock, the party will turn up, as they say. But in the meanwhile, peace of the mind. When I need something to comfort my mind, I will play this song. Simply call, "It Is Well With My Soul." Please believe that. It is well with my soul, and I wish and I hope it's well with your soul too, because it's troubled times, folks. You know, I gotta mention this. I had a text earlier on today asking me about the COVID-19, whatever it is, if I'm still wearing my mask everywhere I go. Yes, I am, because there's only two of us in my family with a DR in front of them, and they know what is best. So I am not one of those. So I have to go by what the authorities say. Those of you who want to go into the crowds, it's your prerogative. I really can't tell you what to do. But for me, I'm taking it easy for now, all right? Because I have everything that Mr. Virus is looking for. So please just take it easy, folks. Keep on your mask. Stay the 6 feet if you can. And this thing is airborne, so it tells you everything. All right, so a little pan in background, 15 minutes to the hour, 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock, we will be going to Soca Mana. But I want to thank some people who has been so kind. This program made $1,700, I think I heard, as was put to me. Lorna Newton, Anselon Monroe, Vincent Lemong, I hope I got that right. Donovan Sam Kisson, Audley Coley, Mary Figuera, and Mary, I have a little story to tell you. Mary donated $50 like she usually does every year. And last week I mentioned about the phone call that this person had, not the phone call, the text to say, we having so much fun and there's people dying between Russia and this country. And so she said she donated another $50 because we can't fight everybody's fight. We have to have fun. So thank you, Mary, contrary, how does your garden grow? Mary Figuera, all right, $100. I won't tell you nobody else except one other person who donates $100 for the past 15. I don't know how long we're doing this funding drive, but it was always $100 from her. Mr. Hetty Cambridge. All right, we're at Audley Coley, another $100 too. Mark Lachowski, Aldoria Thomas, Erica Straud, and Sharon Vieira. Miss Anne Mittelman. Mittel. Hey, that's an unusual one. And of course, Miss Jewel Jones. Martin Albino and the Savoys. Please check out Savoys. They will be doing a concert coming up. As soon as I get the information from Martin, I'll let you know. And Ian Lindsay. That's a young man with a garage I've been telling you all about. It's your time. As a matter of fact, I called there today to see how busy they were for a friend of mine. And he says they're real busy, but to come around, he's to come around, they'll try. It's Lindsay Auto, 4 Rue St. Charles, Door E in El Bizard. All right? Rust proofing, new tires, oil change, tire change, winterize your vehicle, everything. Call the number 514-781-7373. All right? These are people who support CKUT Radio. So we have to support them. Angela Christopher, Rudy Magnus, nasty, so when you want to do things in a rush. Roger Calder of ProSonic Audio. Now, Roger, I don't think you... I'll find out first, but he does his business in a wholesale manner. But he's been supporting this radio station since he was at Tiffany's. So I just want to tell him, thanks, Roger. He has a business where you can get everything you want from computers. Jane Gange. Leland Carr. That name sounds familiar. That's my brother. One of McGill's alumni. Malika Ford, Janet Daly, Eric Samuel, John Bickle, Hetty Cambridge, Gregory Tally Fur. And we'll continue this at 48 minutes to the hour. I'm a bit low in spirits where this thing is going with Tabby, but having good listeners helps very much. It's your station. Whatever you do, you know, we have a staff that is working off their little fingers, you know. So let me touch a little bit on Pam Hall here. A friend of mine, I had brought her here a couple of years ago. This is Sister Pam Hall. I pray, heal my wounds, reduce my pains, give me strength. For on your name I call, you promise to comfort one and all. Hear my prayers, O Jah, and give me strength. Hear my prayers, O Jah. Sister Pam Hall, she came here. We had a show with her a couple of years ago. Glenn Washington was on that show, and the people just simply loved her. Cabaret singer. She does her thing, I mean, at the time, mostly at the Sheraton Hotel in Kingston. Once again, a pleasant good afternoon to you, Montreal. It's seven minutes to go before 5 p.m., and at 5, we're going to get into a little bit of the Calypso Soca thing. with a young man that just passed on. I don't know. Goes by the name of Blacks. First met Blacks many moons ago. He was with the Roy Cape Band. I think they were here and I was part of the MC show or whatever it was. But I had asked him, why Blacks? And he looked at me, hey boy, look at me now. But I was reading something that was rather disturbing. He wrote a song called What Don't Kill You Should Make You Stronger. The song spoke of overcoming obstacles and rising to your full potential, having paid his dues to make it in the soca music arena. I watched this interview and tears came to my eyes, believe you me. He was told he was too black, too fat, and not marketable. And having struggled with serious health issues himself, Blacks was speaking from experience. His authenticity shone through, connecting time and time again with his audience. In October 2020, when he was hospitalized with respiratory issues, a GoFundMe page was set up on his behalf. And this guy had so much pride that they said he didn't want to take the money and all that, but they had to force him. Fronting what is arguably the hardest working band in soca anywhere on the planet, he was a regular voice in every fete. He had hits and road march contenders, a guaranteed soca monarch finalist. He could perform and entertain with the best of them. This is a loss, this writer said. But you know, as Blacks in his own words said, just I think it's still on the net, you can see it somewhere. He said he could never come in the third place. Always 7th, 4th, 7th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 4th. Never 3rd or 2nd because he didn't represent what they wanted him to. Wanted the winners to look like. I don't know how true this is, you know, because I'm not that close to hear these conversations. But he had a feeling that he wasn't respected by the so-called judges and all that. But that is crazy if that is true, because it's the talent should win. If you like soca and calypso, Blacks has made you happy. Jump, wave, sing, laugh, knock a glass, hug a stranger, tap your feet or spread your hands and let go at once, at least once. He could dress the boy. He wore some wild clothes. So we're going to feature Blacks, compliments of DJ Nicholas. He's going to mix down this and this soca for half an hour or so. And I will shut up. And I will just sit back and relax and think about my friend Tabby. And we'll be featuring him at 6 o'clock. I'll be playing back an old commercial that I did with him. So for those of you who are joining us far and wide, I'd like to say many thanks. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. This is a community radio. And we are a community program. We represent the Caribbean community and the community at large here in Montreal. So as long as you enjoy it and you show it to us by your donations, I say thank you. And I will always be here. If I'm not here, somebody will always be here representing the Caribbean. All right? It's now 3 minutes to the hour of 5. So I'm... You know, let's play some ads because should we or shouldn't we? Let's play some ads, all right? Ah, come on, ads. Here you go.
The sound of this doorbell may seem pretty ordinary to you, until you realize that it's Graham, who's 75 years old and still delivering meals to people in need in his neighborhood. And that for many of them, it's the most comforting sound they'll hear all day. Seniors bring so much to Quebec. Let's recognize their contribution. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
This is DJ Nicholas.
90.3 FM, West Indian Rhythm.
A tribute to Blacks. Enjoy.
Ready now, ready now. Yeah.
Rest in peace, Blacks. We're enjoying your music, brother.
Hear me though. I never bad mind nobody yet. I never fight down nobody now. I never try stop nobody breath. That is nothing my nature, no. I never see people with them things and vex them of it. Especially when they work hard for it. But it have some people, soon as they walk to your door, they put a stumbling block in your road. Your road. They practice evil. They think we don't know. And some of them close. They're close to your. I'm telling you, enemies from the borderline. Fuck them long time. Yes, I enemies from the borderline. Enemies from the borderline. So remove yourself. We don't want a friend from them. Burn your belly. Ready now, ready now. I never fight down nobody now. I never try stop nobody breath. That is nothing I need, yeah, no. I never see people with them things and vex them of it. Especially when they work hard for it. But it have some people, soon as they walk to your door, they put a stumbling block in your road. They practice evil. They think we don't know.
Wanna wish brother Skiz happy birthday, brother. Enjoy.
Enemies from the borderline. We're not blind. We don't stop them long time. Yes, I. Enemies from the borderline. Enemies from the borderline.